It's daf lamed vav. Let's take it from lamed to hayman beis, the bottom there, the two dots, a few lines up. The Gemara says Amar Rabbi Abahu. So this Gemara appears a couple places, points out on the side of Pesachim, one other place. So Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, Ein Heter Mitztaif LeIsur, Chutz MeYisurei Nazir Sharei Amar Torah Mishares Mishra. So we'll get back to that. Mishra, it's fine. So Gemara says, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is as follows. All Yisur in the Torah, the Heter is not mitztarif with Isur, with the exception of Yisurei Nazir, because the Torah uses the pasuk of, I'll read the pasuk, Miyayim v'sheicha yazir chometz, yayin v'chometz sheicha lo yishta, v'chol mishras, anavim lo yishta, v'anavim lachem v'yveshen lo yicha. So what's going on here? So the Mefarish explains here, there's really not much of a Mefarish here, the Tosfos doesn't explain much here either. Tosfos maybe let you. If you go to the Tosfos here, the next page, the Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, he writes, Ein Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. It's the first one on the top. It's around a few lines down though. Ein Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. Im Achel Chati Zayis Basar V'Chati Zayis Chelav Einu Chayef. So let's see, you have a kosher animal shechted properly, so you're allowed to eat the mat, the meat, but chelav, certain of the fats of the animals, is asur to eat. So if I have half of it kosher meat and half basar, which I can eat, and half of it, the zayis, kazayis, is a chayla, which is asr, we don't combine that to kazayis. In order for a person to violate the isser of chayla, he has to eat a full kazayis of chayla alone. We're not mitzdar for the heter part with the isser. That's the klal throughout Shas. The only exception, so Toso says, is chutz mi nazir sharei amar Torah v'chol mishras anavim lo yishte. All the mishras of anavim, all the, that would, which gets soaked. Kolomar, she'im shara pito b'yayin. If a person takes bread and soaks it in wine, so now the wine is absorbed into the bread. V'yeshba mipas u'miyayin k'dei l'tzarif k'zayis chayv. And the bread along with the wine together combined has enough k'zayis. Each one independently, it's talking about a small piece of bread, where the bread itself doesn't have enough k'zayis, but once you soak it in the wine, it amounts to a k'zayis. Then you're chayv. So that's the klal that Rabbi Yochanan says. We've never been tzarif heter and iser except with nazir. Then the opinion of Ze'iri in the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph says, Ze'iri amar af se'or bibal taktiru. Even the iser of se'or, the iser of being maktir se'or, you're not allowed to do it. The Tosfos, Rashi rather quotes the source for this. Rashi in the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph tells us, Ze'iri amar af se'or bibal taktiru. Shilu ein besor kezayis v'isa mashlimola kezayis shuchayv. If the se'or itself, the dough itself, does not have enough of a kezayis, but you add with it a heter dough, we'll see what that means in a second. That can amount to a kazayis would be chayv as well, because the pasuk says, "Over mishum shenemar," says in Mefarish, "Kol saor v'chol dvash lo saktir." Any saor, saor is what, sourdough, right? It's the yeast. I think it's referring to. It depends. Different. Yeah. Okay, so it's also to put yeast on the makrivit on the mizbeach. So let's say the yeast doesn't have enough of a. It's not a kazayis, but when you combine the yeast with dough, it amounts to a total of a kazayis, even though the dough itself is not a violation of this. It's a, you can mitztarif them together. That's the second exception according to Ze'iri. Then the Gemara says further, this Kaman, who does a hold like? Who does Ze'iri hold like? He holds like Kirebi Elazar, the Rebbe Elazar, the Darish Kol. He makes a drasha on the word Kol. So if you look at the Mefarsh, Mefarsh explains this, that Kaman Kirebi Elazar, the Darish Kol, Legave Chametz Beperek Elu Over Mepesach, one of the Prakim, the second or third Perek of Psachim, Dikaktani Val Eruve Balav Direi Rebbe Elazar. If there's a mixture, if there's a Tyroves of Chametz within something else, that's a violation. There's a Lav Deraisa, it may not be a Kares there, but there's a Lav Deraisa according to Rebbe Elazar. Dechsiv Kol Machmetz Lo Sochelu. So everybody agrees on Pesach, a person eats Chametz is Chayv Kares. But let's say there's an extra word Kol. What's the word Kol? Says Rebbe Elazar, Kol comes to include, even if the Chametz is mixed within something else, there still will be a Lav. So he's the opinion that thinks there's a Tyroves will be Chametz is still acknowledged in this Tyroves. So Tutu Gemara thinks that according to Ziri, he holds the same thing, that even though the Seor is mixed within the Isa, within the dough, there still will be, will acknowledge the Isa being present, and there will be a violation of the Isser of Baal Taktir, of Makri of the Seor. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Ihachi, Lin Chametz Nami. Respect to Chametz, the same halacha should apply. So says the Mefarish, Ihachi Leima Ziri, V'chein Ami Linin Chametz, V'Pesach Yechayv Al Iruvei Mishun Dixiv V'chol. So wait a second. If the whole right now we have two exceptions according to Ziri, when you can mitzdarif iser with heter, and that can amount to the shir kazayis that's necessary to violate the iser. So now we have number one is the iser of yain of nazir. Number two is baal taktir so'or baal taktiru. But the whole source of this so'or of baal taktiru is based on chametz on Pesach. Chametz and Pesach should be another one. In other words, if I have a little piece of chametz that's mixed in a tarobus of something mutter within matzah, let's say. And then that amounts to kazayis. That should also be an example of mitzdarif iser of heter, if that's the whole basis for the concept of so'or baal taktiru. And what I was saying, Echanami, right, so you're right, there's actually three. There are really three of them. There's now we have yayin by nazir, we have so'or baal taktiru, and we have the third one is chametz bepesach. It's if it's combined, the iser of chametz with heter, we will acknowledge the total amount of being kazayis and will violate the iser of chametz. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, why does Ziri only give the example of so'or baal taktiru? Why does he leave out chametz? The Gemara explains, Ela lafuke mi abaye. He wanted to preclude the position of Abaye, damar yesh haktara bepachos mekazayis. Kamashmon ein haktara bepachos mekazayis. Abaye's bechadish adin, the Gemara appears in Menachos as well, that he thinks a person's makter less than a kazayis. You don't need a kazayis to violate the iser of so'or baal taktiru, the iser of putting yeast on the mizbeach. He by does not require a shir, even a small amount, even a kol shirhu of the so'or would violate the iser. So comes along Ziri, he says, no, not true. Even for this iser, you require kazayis. So that's why he gives the example of a so'or baal taktiru, that you need a kazayis, b'ina chanami by Pesach as well. Chametz would also be subject to the same klal of heter mitzarif la iser. Marna says that Yasser Rav Dimi was once sitting down with Kamar Leila Ashmaisa, and he was talking about this sugya about the Isser of Ein Isser Mitzvah, rather, right, Ein Isser Mitzvah Fleheter, except with Chamet, except with So'or Baal Taktiru, and except with the exception of Nazir. So Esvei Abaye challenged Rav Dimi and says, he quotes a Gemara that appears in the Mishnah Tzivul Yom. The Gemara says, HaMekafet Shel Truma, Vashom, Vashemen Shel Chulun, Yom b'miktasan pasas kula. How do they define the mikvah shel yayin? Shel truma is talking about something that's like the sauce that's made the porridge. Okay, so you have porridge that's made from truma, right? You see that's what Tosas writes. Tosas writes how mikvah shel truma in the middle of the wide Tosas, and there's a very short Tosas. He says tav shel av, a thick. Something cooked that's very thick, the kofoy cane dice it, similar to porridge. And the mefarish is slightly different. He says, makfa shel truma is hasuya mi yayin shel truma makfa rotev. It's referring to the sauce that's made of the wine that comes from the truma. Okay, so wherever the base of this food that's called, we'll go with the porridge, I think that's how it's understood throughout Tras, that the porridge of truma. Vashom, shum, vashemen, shachulin, and you have garlic, and you have all onions, or rather garlic and oil, that are from chulin. And nugget tivayom. Tivayom is a person who was tamei once and went to the mikvah, but he needs to wait for shkiyas achama for him to be completely tahor. So from the moment between tivila in the morning, or whatever point he went, tivila until the shkia, he's called tivayom. He is almost entirely tahor, but he's not quite tahor. So this tivayom goes ahead and touches b'miksas, and he touches part of the porridge mixed with truma and chulin. Pasas kulon, he touches even a small part, the entire porridge is going to be tameh. Okay, and the point being, since the ikar, since the main part of this food is the porridge, and the porridge is truma, Tivayom pulses chuma, then the entire thing is viewed as possible now. Let's say the case, the Mishnah continues to explain. Let's say makfish a chulin. Let's say the porridge is chulin. The base is chulin. Vashom, vashemen, shachuma. But the seasoning, the garlic, the onion, the oil, are all from chuma. So, but the ikr is really chulin. Naga tivayom b'miktas. And lo pasal makam b'magal. If the tivayom touches part of it, then only that part which he touches is going to be pasal. Maybe there's a chashash, maybe that part is shuma, but it will not impact the entire porridge, since be'ikar it's really chulin, and a tivayom won't affect any chulin, he only affects shuma. Okay, so how does this relate? Vavinam ba, They wanted to inquire, Makom Agol Amai Pasul. So why does the place where the Tevil Yom touches, why should that even be Pasul? If Be'ikr, it's really Chulin, so even that Makom Agol shouldn't be Pasul, that which the Tevil Yom touches, when the Ikr porridge is really from Chulin. V'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Matam, what's the reason? Hol V'zar Loka Leba Kazayis. Because a Zar gets lashed if he eats a Kazayis. So what's going on here? Very strange. Let's continue. So Gemara says, let's read a little further. My time is, what's the reason? La mishum dehetim mitzarif le'isr. Is the reason not because you're able to mitzarif the isr with heter? And therefore, even though he touches a small part, we acknowledge that small part is combined with the heter part, and you have a kazayis of the place that you touched. So I don't get the point of the zar lokel of a kazayis. So let's see the rush here. So look at the rush towards the bottom here. The rush, right? Let's go back where he says, Vavinam ba, makam mago, amai pasul. So in the case where the porridge is really chulin, the seasoning is chuma. The Tevil Yom touches the porridge, the halacha was that area that he touches pasul. And Mara says, why is he pasul? Amai pasul? Asks the rush coach on the Gemara, and he explained, Ha betili lehu tavlin beruva, the kasakadai chach, the dimu asam in their banon. The point here, the habmin is, why is it usr? It's your bottle. When you have something that's so small, it's bottle in the bottle barov. So the seasoning is very small, and it should be bottle in the chulin. Vamarabba by Rechaner explains the rush, the dimua deraisa. When there's a mixture of chuma, there's a din deraisa that's not bottle. Hold why? What's the raya? Hold the zar loka aleh, because I, mishum deshem chuma aleh. That if a zar were to eat this, in general, if a zar eats chuma, he's chayev misa. If he eats this mixture, he's chayv as well. Mishum deshem chumale, even though it's small, even though it's only the seasoning, the halacha and the rice is that it's not batal. Helkach legavi tumah, since with respect to eating, there's going to be a violation of an issa deraisa, so too when it comes to tumah as well. Na mishem chumale, the chumah is never batal in regards to tumah as well. V'mi umihu lo hechmir bo, k'chumah atzmo, lifsol kulok, the priest is Rashi b'psachim. But not as, even though there's a din deraisa that has the shem chuma, it's not as machmir, whereby only that area that you touch will be tameh, but not anything else. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, and the explanation from the Amoraim. But now, how do we bring this back full circle? Remember, this was supposed to be a kasha. Abai is asking a kasha and Abai on Rav Dimi, on this whole idea of the ein heter mitzarif le'isr. So what's the point? So my time, the Gemara wants to know again, what's the reason, what's the basis for this concept? And the Gemara says on the top of Lam and Vavam and Beis, Lav Mishum Deheter Mitzarif Le'Isser, is the basis not found upon the following, that we can be Mitzarif Heter with Isser. So when you touch this part of the Truma, the porridge, which is really Chulim, since a little bit of the seasoning is Truma, we're able to include some of the porridge that's Heter, combined with the Truma, which amounts to a total of the Kazayis that's necessary. And that's why when a Zar were to eat this, going back to the Isser eating, not the Tumah part, the Isser of eating, when a Zar were to eat this, he'd be chai for eating Kazayis, because we can mitzarif the Isser of Tumah with the Heter Chulin. And the Gemara says back, Rav Dimi says, no, not true. Amrlei lo, that's not the basis. It's not because of the klal of Heter mitzarif l'Isser. We don't hold of Heter mitzarif l'Isser. There are only three exceptions, Yain by Nazir, Chametz and Pesach, and Sorb about the Tiro. We don't have such a concept that we can combine them when it comes to truma. So you know the reason is that when you eat a little bit, when you eat a kazayis, and there's only a little bit of truma, it's chayv malkos. My kazayis, the kazayis b'chnech is pras. The point is, where he ate so much of that porridge, where he did eat enough of a truma, of the seasoning of truma, that amounted to a kazayis. He actually ate that amount. But had he eaten less, then even though the porridge may have been a kadais, but if he had chuma that was less than a kadais, he wouldn't be violating the isser. Okay, so the Gemara says, Achilas Praster, I say, you need to eat in that amount. That's going to be the shear of to a timing here, right? We didn't mention Achilas Pras. Oh, we did, right? Achilles Pras, right? So my Kazais Pras. He ate in the time it takes to eat the big piece of bread that he ate a Kazais of Chum within that time period. Gemara asks a very question of Achilas Pras the Raisi. This is mine. How long a person has to eat a Kazais has to be eaten in 3 minutes, in 9 minutes, whatever shear you're using. That's a din deraisa. And if he eats, if he doesn't eat in that amount of time, he's pater from Malchus. I'm like, yes, it's a din deraisa. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain how we know this. Okay, but that's the cloud. So you have to eat the kazayis in the shear of achilas kedei achilas pras. The Gemara says, "Ihach, if that's the case, am I poly pleger abana leder bielazar bekudach habavli?" So why is there machloka? So kudach habavli is referring back to the Mishnah in Pesach. We spoke about it in Elu Ovrim, that the whole idea of chametz is aser in petaroves. It's because the pasuk says kol machmes that's low, so chelu you can't eat it, and the word kol is extra to include even taroves. That was a drasha of Rabbi Eliezer. So now, if we're holding that the kedeach his process is sheer deraisa, zman deraisa, see, and there are abundance to agree that this kudach habavli was made of some milk and chametz, some bread mixture. So it was dairy, but we're concerned with the pesach with the chametz. So Rabban should agree. If a person eats this kudach habavli, if he eats a kedeach his pras, if he has a kazayis of that kudach habavli, kazayis of actual chametz, not combined with other things, but actual chametz, he has a kazayis of chametz within the 9 minutes, let's say, the Rabban should agree there's a violation, there's an issa deraisa. So Gemara says, Amr lehanach lekudach habavli, leave that aside, ignore that, place that one off to the side, kudach habavli, dilma, dileka rather, dileka kazayis of kedeach his pras, it's impossible. The amount of chametz that's within this kudach habavli is so small that it would be impossible to eat a chametz, a kazayis of chametz within the 9 minutes. So it just can't amount to that. Benechanami, if there were to be a situation of a taroves, where a person can eat a kazayis of chametz alone within 9 minutes, enechanami, even though there's a mixture, Rabbanu would agree there's an issur deraisa. But kudach habavli happens to be a case where it's impossible. It's only Rabbi Lazar who holds the reason why you get an issur deraisa of eating kudach habavli in Pesach is because he combines the heter with the chametz. And that amounts to kazayis total. So Gemara says, and Gemara ends up elaborating, why is it true that a person, you cannot have a kazayis of kudach habavli, a kazayis of chametz in a kudach habavli within the kedeach li'etz pras? Mark explains, "Idakas sarif le misaf batla idaita itakadam." See if he does that, which the Rashi explains here. Shogomeyav ochel ad shogomeyav imenu bechel chitz pras. He kind of swallows it, just stuffs his face. Well, that's not how people normally eat. They batla idaita itakadam. You have to eat derech achila. The klal is, with the exception of a few, there's also gemar in Pesachim. But for a person to violate the iser of achila, whatever ichis chametz, achis nevela, achis treif, all those things. There has to be derech achilas on the way it's normally eaten. A person stuffs his face, swallows his kutach habavli in an abnormal way, that doesn't qualify as an achila, and batla daita itzakadam, that would not be a violation of eating chametz. I mishter kashater, lo mishkachas al kezayis mechdei achilas pras. If he, the Rashi, Mepharsh explains here, if he dips the bread, into anything.
If he dips anything in kutach, he's not going to have enough.
Aha. Uh-huh. So it's more of a dip, I guess. That was the idea?
Right.
So if a person takes a dip and just swallows the dill sauce, or no one eats that way. Take the minutes, you shove it, well, you can't really. But this, if you try to dip anything really quickly with some tacos and dipping in, dipping in, you're never going to eat a kazayis in that amount of time. So therefore, it's impossible to have a kazayis of chametz of the kutach habavli. Marna asks another question. Isive, shtei meduchos, there are two grinders, and achas shel chuma v'achas shel chulin. One was used for grinding chuma, seasoning, pepper, let's call it, and one was used for grinding chulin pepper. Ulufano shtei kederos, and in front of him he has two pots, achas shel chuma, achas shel chulin. He has one over here that's supposed to be used for chuma, and the one on the left is supposed to be used for chulin. V'naflu elu l'toch elu, and the ground pepper from one falls into one, and the ground pepper from one falls into the other one. But he doesn't know which fell into which one. Shtein mutaros, both kederes are mutter, and we're not concerned that perhaps the truma fell into the chulin one, and the chulin fell into the truma one. They're both mutter. Now, certainly a kohen could eat both of these, because the kohen is allowed to eat. But the Mishnah says is that it's mutter to a zar. So I think what it's saying is that certainly the chulin that falls in, certainly the pot that was a truma, certainly that's mutter to a kohen in the first place. Nothing's changing. The question, I believe, is the chulin one, which you might have now a concern that truma fell into the chulin one, that one is still mutter to the zar. I think that's what's, I think that's pashut. Yeah. Exactly, that's what they explain it. So again, the chuma pot, of course, is mutter. No matter what falls in, whether it's the pepper, the chuma pepper, or the chulin pepper, that chuma pot will always only be mutter to quantum. Nothing's going to change. It's a chulin pot that we're concerned with. Could Azar no longer eat it because it's a possibility, there's a possibility that chuma fell into it, and the Mishnah paskins that they're both mutter. Why? Why is it true that naflu elu toch elu shtein mutaros, if I don't know which fell into which? Shani omer, I could assume, chulun l'toch chulun, naflu v'chuma l'toch chuma naflu. You can make an assumption that most likely that there's this magnetic effect, that the chuma fell into the chuma, the chulun fell into the chulun. Not really magnetic, I'm just joking, but that we can make that assumption. The Gemara is going to explain why we can make such an assumption. Now, v'isakot aitach k'zayis b'chtech this pas deraisa, maya minan shani omer. So wait a second, if I now have chuma, pepper chuma that fell into my chicken tube that was supposed to be for chulin, so why can I make that assumption that, oh, chulin probably fell in? Maybe chuma fell into it, and now it's sabik deraisa. And if it's sabik deraisa, if chulin, of chuma falling into the chulin, I shouldn't allow Zar to have it. Because if I assume that if I, as a regular person, if I eat enough soup quickly, I could have enough seasoning of chuma that will amount to a kazayis of the chuma alone, that's an issa deraisa we're talking about here, so it should be sabik deraisa l'chumra, and then only a kohen should be able to eat both pots. So we see from here the fact that we're not concerned that the kedech of this process, shear of 9 minutes, let's say, it's not a din deraisa. It's only a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, Elamai heter mitzarif l'isser. So Elamai heter mitzarif l'isser. Heter mitzarif l'isser. Heter mitzarif l'isser. How's it answer the question? We're going back to the previous case of the reason why a zar is loke for eating the porridge, which has chuma spices and seasoning in it, is not because he eats a chuma of seasoning, a kazayis of seasoning within 8 minutes, 9 minutes. It's rather because he must hold to the concept of hetish mitzarif l'isser. It's a chuma seasoning plus the porridge that all adds up to kazayas, and that's why we see this is an example of heter mitzarif l'isser, which is against the klal before. Klal before was we never say heter mitzarif l'isser except those three places. So this is the kasha. Gemara goes back to the kasha. Because again, the reason why, again, going back for a second, that everyone agrees that a zar who eats this porridge will, and that has chuma on this chulin porridge, will get a get malchus. But why? So Gemara is assuming initially it must be because Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, and that's against the cloud before. But we don't say Heter Mitzarif L'Isser. Gemara says, no, the reason why the Zar gets Malchus is because he perhaps ate enough Chuma seasoning within 9 minutes. It says, 9 minutes, the concept of Ketechis process is Dinda Raisa? We said, what about this case here? The Chuma falling to the Chulin falling to the Chuma? So Gemara says, no. You know what the whole idea is? Elahonach, again, if that's the case, Amin and Shani Omer. So it's really true that Kedechis Pras is, rather, if Heter Mitzarif L'Isser is a deraisa the Gemara is working with right now, that it really is a deraisa that we applied across the board, so then why do we say, why can you assume that the Chulun fell to the Chulun and the Chuma fell to the Chuma? Maybe the Chuma fell into the Chulun soup, and now I can apply the Klal of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, and then the Zar shouldn't be able to eat that chicken soup anymore. So Ella, you know what? Ella Honach L'Chumas T'Tavlin D'Rabanan. Chuma's tavlin is then there abundantly. So what's going on here? So chuma, we spoke about this a number of times, that the halachim, everyone agrees, that mederaisa, what's chayv in chuma? Dagon Tiroshcha Vitzarcha, the Pasuk says. Dagon, the Garnacha is referring to the five grains. Tiroshcha is referring to grapes and wine. And Vitzarcha is referring to olives and olive oil. So those three things, everyone agrees, has a Truma Deraisa. Then there's a big machlokas Rashi Rambam about other peros, other fruits, apples, oranges. So some say that's a din dechiv deraisa of Truma as well. And others say that, no, that's only a Truma Mederban. But everybody agrees that Yerek, vegetables, and seasoning, tavlin, are all Truma Mederban only. So once we're working in this whole case of the grinding of the pepper, whatever the seasoning that falls into the soups, in the first place, that Truma is only din Derban. And that's why you can make the assumption and be Safek Derban Lakula. Had it been, we're talking about Truma of wine that may have fell into different kaderos, then there would be a Chiv, that'd be Safek Deraisa, then only a Kohen could have both of these pots. But since the Tavlin's only a Chiv of Truma Midirabanan, and now you have a Safek which fell into which, so you could be Mekel. And therefore, since it's Mekel, it doesn't reflect at all on the halacha, the whole discussion of Hetim Ritzarif Le'Isser, or the halacha of Kedeach Le'Is Pras. Okay, let's do one more Esive here. The Gemara asks another question. Esive. Shtei kupos, you have two boxes, achas shachuma, achas shachulun. One box contains chuma in it, one box contains chulun in it. For the fnaim shtei gesayin, and you have in front of you two pieces of dough. Achas shel chulun, v'achas shel shachuma. Okay. So what happens is that nafl elu tochelu. So one of the grains, the dough, falls into one of the boxes, and the other pound of flours and grain falls into the other box. We don't know which falls into which. Shnei mutar, both are mutar. Shani omer, that I can make the assumption that chulun l'toch chulun, naflu l'truma l'toch truma nafla. I could assume that the chulun fell into the chulun and the truma fell into the truma. Now ask the mar, wait a second. Wait a second. If there's an assumption that if Truma falls into something else, and if I eat that something else, and within 9 minutes I could have kezias of the Truma that fell in, and that, if that's a din deraisa, so how could you make such an assumption and assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the Truma fell into the Truma? Maybe the Truma fell into the chulin, and when I eat the chulin, I'm really eating Truma within 9 minutes, and that's it, it's a deraisa. And that becomes a suffix deraisa, and you should be the chumra, and you can't make such an assumption. So the Gemara explains, going on to Daf Lamed Zayin, we're off now. Bishlama, this all makes sense. Ladidi, this all makes sense according to me. Da mina mishum dehetim mitzayif l'isser. Kigon dinafi shechulin. According to me, who I say that the whole concept is when you can mitzdarv hetel iser, a bai holds such a concept. So the reason why you're allowed to make such an assumption is because there's so much chuma here that's, I guess, mevatel the iser. Right. Aha. So the Mefarish explains as follows. The only time you can assume Hetim Ritzarif L'Isser is when the Isser is the Rove. When the Isser is the Rove and you're lacking the Shear, so then the Heter could add to make it a Kazayas. But when the Heter is Rove, then we don't apply that call here. So our case here is where my box had Rove Chulin. And there's a possibility that maybe some Chuma fell into it, but that Chuma is a Emiyat, so therefore we say Batal. We don't apply the Hetim Ritzarif L'Isser. So that's why, according to me, says Abaye, you're allowed to make the assumptions that the Chulin fell into the Chulin, the Chuma fell into the Chuma. Because even if the Chuma fell into the Chulin, it wouldn't be a problem because you wouldn't apply the Din of Hetim Ritzarif L'Isser since the minority is the Chuma. But according to you, it's not about being with Starif Isurim, as Shirim rather. If a person eats chuma, a kazayas of chuma, within 9 minutes, I don't care if he had other foods in between, but as long as there was a kazayas of chuma that he had eaten, there'd be a violation. And according to you, if you eat mishum deika, kazayas b'chdei achiyas pras, kinaf shechulun mayhave. If there's a lot of chulun, who cares if there's a lot of chulun? If in the end of the day you ate enough chuma of kazayas within 9 minutes, you'd violate the issur of chuma. So he explains, mayhave, amrele, hanach lechuma bizman hazeh derbanam. Leave that aside because Bizman Hazeh, Truma is Midirbanan. You're right, it had been during the times of Beis HaMikdash where there was a Chiv Derais of Truma. So then you're right, then I wouldn't let you, can't make such an assumption that the Chulun fell into the Chulun, the Truma fell into the Chulun. We're talking about nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, where Truma is no longer Derais, it's only Derbanan, and therefore, since it's Derbanan, you can make such assumptions. So we'll stop here, but I'm just thinking, why couldn't the Gemara say, where there is so much more chulin than there was shuma, that you wouldn't be able to eat enough? Similar to the kutach habavli, that you were dipping it in. Certain foods, it's such a small amount of shuma, that within 9 minutes you can't eat kazayas of it. I'm not sure why you can't make that assumption. All right, either way, I guess we'll stop here.
Well, the kutach, the recipe for kutach is very, very little chametz.
Uh-huh.
In the dairy, whatever it is. So maybe here it could have been a significant amount of...
Right, you could have, but we don't know the shiurim, so you could have said there's a... You could have... I mean, right. Okimta, yeah. There's a huge box of grain, and a seah falls in, which is so small, you mix it all together, you're having one, one piece of... I don't know. Unless maybe a kupa is not big. A kupa is a box. A box can't be big enough. If we're talking about a vat, maybe that'd be a different story. Okay, so we'll stop here. Have a wonderful Yontif. Are you around for Yontif?
Yeah.